listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
This is Pharmacy Crossroads with your host, community pharmacy business veteran, the road trip guy, Bruce Neeland. Community pharmacy is at a crossroads. Pharmacy owners across the country are evolving their pharmacy businesses and making a bigger impact on their communities. Bruce talks with the most innovative community pharmacy owners, pharmacy industry experts, and people who are passionate about the business of pharmacy and its impact on community healthcare. Pharmacy Crossroads is a member of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. And now, here's our host, Bruce Neeland.
Well, hello, everybody. Once again, this is Bruce Neeland bringing you another episode of Pharmacy Crossroads. And as has become customary, I have two amazing guests for the show today. I'm trying to figure out a clever way to talk, say something about two powerful women managing the world, but I can't come up with a clever thing. So I'll kind of just say, hey, I've got Crystal Lennertz, the recently announced president of Health Mart and Health Mart Atlas, on the phone with me. And then Nancy Lyons, and we're going to talk about what's going on in the industry and what they're doing to try to bring some solutions to you as you continue to figure out how to manage to the future. And these ladies are close to the ground, and they're in powerful positions, and they are exciting for me to have on board. So, Crystal, you're the headliner with the title president. Tell us just a little bit about where you came from, and we're going to talk about what you plan to do in the next little while, but just who are you?
Sounds good. Thanks, Bruce. Really appreciate you having us today. I'm fundamentally a pharmacist by background, so I started as a pharmacy technician, and this year I'm going to celebrate 20 years as a pharmacist. It's hard to believe. I've been with McKesson for 11 years now. I started with Health Mart first, so held roles in operations, clinical development, and then strategy within the business, last holding Nancy's role as chief pharmacist. I was drawn at that point to kind of better understand pharmacy reimbursement and contracting and all the pain points around it. So that brought me to Health Mart Atlas, where I've spent the last 5 years really focusing on pharmacy reimbursement, clinical performance, and PBM and payer contracting, and most recently the general manager role there. I really truly have a passion for advocacy and a commitment to the advancement of community pharmacy, as well as fair reimbursement for the services that pharmacists provide. And now, as president of Health Mart and Health Mart Atlas, I'm thrilled that I can focus really fully on enabling scaling solutions that support pharmacists so that they can focus on what matters most, which is taking care of the patients in their communities.
Well, that's a wonderful background. Thank you for that. And that brings us to Nancy Lyons. And tell us a little bit about where you came from.
Thanks, Bruce. My official title is Vice President, Chief Pharmacy Officer for Health Mart, supporting those independent community pharmacies. I, like Crystal, started in community pharmacy. I worked as a student during pharmacy school, really got the passion for patient care, was going to be a community pharmacist forever. And my career took me in a number of different places. I spent a number of years in the chain helping to develop pharmacy residencies, work on clinical programs that pharmacies could deliver to get paid. We were getting paid back before it was cool for delivering cognitive service revenue. I'm not going to date myself too much to say, but it was before 2000, we were actually collecting revenue for that. After my time at that chain, I did dabble in a number of different places. I worked in industry for a little bit with my certified diabetes educator credential that I earned while at Albertsons. And was able to work in a global medical role with Roche as a contractor. I spent some time in specialty. And I also, prior to coming to McKesson about 7 years ago, was able to work for Drugstore News and helped shape their CE and clinical content. But just a rich career that always brought me back. to wanting to help independent community pharmacies in particular, but really the profession, work to the full scope of all of the training that we have.
Well, and wonderful credentials for both of you. And believe me, if my listeners could see the smile on my face as I realize that you two are experienced, you're practical, you've got your feet on the ground, and you know and understand what's going on in the real world. And that's just such a positive thing for the program. So 4,700 health marts. What's the latest count? And tell us a little bit about two or three of the core services that you think holds this franchise program together. Crystal, we'll go to you. Yeah.
Sounds good. I'll start. Thanks, Bruce. Yeah, we support pharmacies across all 50 states, many of those in underserved communities, whether they be urban or rural. And Health Mart really provides tools and resources to help those pharmacies grow their business. So whether it's improving marketing, expanding their services for more revenue, or trying to monitor their payer and financial performance, we're going to continue to develop solutions that really are best for community pharmacies, or partner with the right companies that do that. A couple of highlights that are more recent. One is newsworthy. We have Health Mart Marketing Edge. So it's a refreshed local marketing program. And this is really supporting Health Mart store marketing efforts with matching funds up to $2,400 per year. And our new enhanced digital platform will launch on April 1st. So through that Marketing Edge site, Health Mart members can choose from marketing materials, enroll in the cutting edge digital marketing campaigns, and find different resources to help them bring patients into their pharmacies. And then maybe I'll just also highlight that McKesson offers consulting on pharmacy ownership best practices through ARC's ownership program, as well as store development and Health Mart design services. Really, as you think about the complete back of counter in the pharmacy to the front of the pharmacy as well.
Well, that's pretty comprehensive. Nancy, what are you doing in the pharmacy arena that's new, not new and noteworthy yet? We'll get to new and noteworthy. What's kind of the classic anchor stuff that you do for pharmacists?
Yeah, the team that I oversee, and honestly, the team that I'm privileged to be a part of, under Crystal's direction, we really just look for ways to better operationalize the things that they have to do to run a compliant and safe pharmacy for the patients that they're serving. So anything from making sure that they have their OIG checks completed to make sure that their workforce is in line with all of the billing requirements that they might have for their pharmacy, all the way up to supporting them with things like offering vaccine services and making sure that they have proper training, proper resources to manage cold chain and all of those sorts of things. So we want to help make sure that the things that a chain might have two or three departments supporting them, that to the extent possible, we can give them the tools and resources to compete at that level and really serve those underserved communities like Crystal talked about.
Well, and I'm going to throw in a couple editorial corollaries here. So, Crystal, you talked about Marketing Edge, and I remember writing my first article on the importance of marketing in the new world about 10 years ago. And it came out under the title, The Marketing Mandate. And the position I take is pharmacists need to rethink the whole idea of marketing. Marketing, first of all, marketing and advertising are not the same thing. Marketing is bigger and more valuable than advertising. Advertising is a tool. But the reason for that is, as we do new things, people have been getting up for years, having a cup of coffee and telling their wife, I'm going to go to the drugstore and pick up our prescriptions. I can't imagine that anybody has a cup of coffee this morning and says, I'm going to go ask the pharmacy to sync my meds. I'm going to go ask for an MTM. The kinds of things that we're doing are outside of the customer mindset, and they're valuable, but they're new, but they're not grilled into the patient as something that they should know and understand and ask about, and more importantly, appreciate. And finding ways to let people know that you're doing these new things is not as simple as putting a thing on your website that says we do MedSync. The average patient has no idea what MedSync means or why they would want to do it. So you have to have people who can help you figure out how to cleverly say that and graphically say it in a way that appeals. So marketing is one of my favorite subjects. And Nancy, to kind of emphasize the points that you were making there, accountability and comparison is critical to good management. And you and your team get to see other pharmacies, and you get to sprinkle good news, good practices between each other. And your team has the ability to know what somebody else is doing, so that when Fred says his gross profit or he lost this, they have something to compare to. And one of the classic problems with an independent pharmacy is they really don't know what's good, bad, or indifferent when they talk about how many new customers did I get this week? 5. Is that good or is that bad? I had 5 last week. I expect 5 next week. Fred down the street's getting 50, so you can set your sights higher. So enough of my high horse, but I just really want people to value what it is that you've mentioned so succinctly. So we know what we have. What's next? What's coming? What's new, novel, and noteworthy at Health Mart?
Yeah, I'll maybe mention a few areas, and I'll let Nancy talk more about some of the new clinical solutions and services and advancing practice of every provider in the pharmacy, including technicians. Maybe I'll just mention, I know we don't want to belabor it, but we're just trying to help pharmacies to manage the financial pressures, in particular of the DIR fee collection changes that really started in January. So on the Health Mart Atlas front, we developed DIR Assist. It was a voluntary opt-in program really designed to help pharmacies manage some of those cash flow changes associated with that change. And now those that did sign up are receiving escrow funds they put aside to help offset this double dip. And we remain committed to helping them to better manage their cash flow. So whether that's through operational processes, inventory, financial planning, and in particular, what Nancy will touch on with diversifying and expanding revenue as well. And then we more recently within the last year launched Foster and Thrive. So you talked about different aspects of the pharmacy to draw patients in. So beyond services, one of those areas is the front end, which is important not only to diversify revenue, but also in meeting the needs of patients. So the team launched Foster and Thrive, which is McKesson's new private label brand of over-the-counter health and wellness products. And really, there's been expanded product availability that continues to roll out in additional things to help meet patient needs and really the growing demand for over-the-counter products. And I'll let Nancy touch on some additional solutions to as well.
I'll let Nancy do that too. Go ahead, Nancy.
Pressure, both of you with expectations. As we think about the pharmacy and all of the things in front of them, and Bruce, you touched on it with the store traffic being something they have to think about, owners have a lot of pressures. And so we've spent, honestly, starting last year, providing solutions for pharmacies to allow their whole teams to work to the full scope of their training, knowledge, licenses, and credentials for those pharmacists and pharmacy technicians, but not discounting the role that whole team plays in making sure the marketing is right, making sure the front end is properly managed. We started last year talking about public health and some of the things that we thought were coming as we were coming out of the pandemic, with social determinants of health, and we'll talk more about that in a bit. But McKesson tried to stay ahead and lead the way there by providing scholarship funding for any independent community pharmacy technician to take advantage through a partner with community health worker training, thinking that that certified pharmacy technician was in the perfect position to be that community-based liaison. You know, community health workers are those people who mirror the community, have an ability to impact and be trusted by those that they serve, and then help connect them to the resources. So we're really excited to see that program continue to grow and those trained pharmacy technicians take a better impact in their communities. To expand on that, though, we've also...
Slow down just a second. Community health workers, do you think the average pharmacist even knows what that is and that that's an option for them?
Well, Health Mart pharmacies have a lot of opportunities to learn about that. We started last year at IdeaShare and had one of our owners in Kansas who had invested early. She was one of those early adopters, be on stage talking about the relationships they had with their public health department and all of the ahas and eureka moments that she and her husband partner had had since they started training community health workers and really letting them engage. But for the masses, I believe it's an opportunity for us to educate. So hopefully the listeners of your podcast here and others can expand. But it's really, you know, they're not a healthcare trained person, ideally. They're really intended to be those individuals who are just focused on matching up community resources. We believe that the pharmacy technician, with the role they play in the pharmacy, the connection they have to the services that pharmacists can make and provide for the pharmacist or for the patient, just really have a niche with it. And it may be a payment pathway faster than some of our pharmacist reimbursement services, as more and more organizations are recognizing the benefits of the community health worker.
I first became aware of the notion about 3 years ago. Trip Logan was doing a program on it, and they actually had one operating in their pharmacies. And it's all the extra stuff that you're doing for free, you can now have somebody do as a community health worker. And there's at least with grants or whatever, there's a revenue model to support all of that. So thank you for that, Nancy. Keep going. I interrupted you.
Yeah, and McKesson's also working with our state advocacy team to try to tease out those opportunities where some of the states are taking a more than grant approach to payment. But it's like anything else with that foundation. And so we're also helping the independent owners that have so much on their plate be empowered to delegate more. We're releasing, and part of the curriculum at IdeaShare will be really focused on a number of new courses that we have that go back to Crystal's point about foster and thrive and the importance of diversifying your revenue. You need someone to maintain that properly, to make sure that, you know, hot products, you're getting reordered appropriately, you're merchandising them well. And we've worked on some other training programs intended for the technician or another member of the pharmacy team other than the pharmacist to be able to understand some of those core concepts so that those owners can confidently delegate. And we've got a whole curriculum, not only with the front end, but to help maintain vaccine supply. We've got a vaccine coordinator training, a laboratory manager, and some other really targeted courses and coursework coming out for those technicians to help.
You know, I'm going to do two things here. First of all, for my listeners who aren't McKesson customers, and I have several, IdeaShare is the name for the McKesson annual summer show. So that's that, just so that you'll know that. But the thing that's most fascinating about what you just said, Nancy, all those things you're doing have, you didn't say dispense faster or more accurate once. You're teaching people how to do the new and different things. And, you know, it's emphasizing the fact that a pharmacy is more than a place to get your medicine. It's a place to get a lot of healthcare services. And it's just fun to see that happening. And you started at the beginning, Nancy, you talk about payment for, healthcare services. Is there something going on new, different, or unique with Health Mart right now that would bring some revenue, some payers to the table?
We're chipping away. We will always be chipping away until the government decides to finally award that official CMS provider status.
Yeah.
But definitely any opportunity that pharmacists have to where Health Mart can help elevate the role they play in their communities and strengthen their business, we are working on it. My team is really dedicated to expanding those patient care services. Either in the how-tos or the opportunities. And we're focusing a lot because of that footprint that Crystal called out earlier, being in communities potentially identified as need or where the social vulnerability or the social determinants of health markers are particularly high. Health Mart's uniquely positioned with 60% of our locations being in an underserved community. So we put a lot of focus on that. It, as augmentation for that to the health worker scholarship that we put out for anyone. We also recently launched through a partnership internally with McKesson Resources, healthmart.findhealth.com. It's a closed loop referral system for social determinants of health resources, everything from transportation to childcare to prescription assistance programs that can be used not only by the pharmacies in their patient care effort, but Health Mart pharmacies can put it on their website as a tool that their customers and their communities can use to self-serve for some of those resources that they might not have been known that are in their very own zip code.
So tell me that web page again. What was that web address?
Yeah, it's Health Mart. So our name all run together, HEALTH. MART.findhelp.com. And then we're really excited just at the end of last year through a partnership with APHA Foundation, Health Mart and Health Mart Atlas locations are teaming up with APHA Foundation in working on some of their Project Impact pilot projects. And we're super excited just about the efficiencies that the ability that Health Mart and Health Mart Atlas have streamlined the participation with those projects. We can make credentialing happen more quickly. And most importantly, once those payments are available for the services or the stipends that they received, once they're credentialed by the foundation, they show up in the tool, the bank that Crystal's team offers to get all of the payments right into the pharmacy's hands without some of that tricky billing. So much more to come with that. We're just getting started with that launching in November, but we've already been able to deposit some fairly significant funds into the bank accounts of those pharmacies at a time when it's really needed most.
Well, that's an impressive list. I'm going to be eager to listen to this again and actually take some notes. Thank you for that. So we're going to segue to advocacy. So you mentioned several things that you guys are doing, but where is McKesson? What's Health Mart bringing to the table in terms of advocacy in the political arena?
Yeah, thanks, Bruce. I would say, as an industry, we have to stay focused on strengthening the overall health of pharmacies and elevating the role that they play in patients' lives. And one important way to do that is through advocacy. Even before COVID, we've seen pharmacies become destinations of care beyond dispensing, like we've been talking about today, and helping to really improve public health. And we're capable with extensive training, expertise, credentials, but I think the missing piece is fair reimbursement for some of those services. From a McKesson perspective, our public policy priorities are all really centered around the core belief that the patient comes first. So we're focused on elevating the profession of pharmacy and ensuring that sustainability for the future. McKesson and Health Mart have also been a part of the Future of Pharmacy Care Coalition, which is a group of organizations that are representing community pharmacy and really continuing to advocate for equitable community access to pharmacy services. So that legislation that we need that Nancy mentioned that would help at the federal level to recognize pharmacists as providers and make sure that we're able to continue to provide services for patients, especially in those rural and medically underserved areas. So services like testing, treatment, vaccinations for COVID, flu, RSV, and strep, for example. And then to support our Health Mart pharmacies and their advocacy efforts at the local level, we've been supporting coordination of legislator visits so they can get really a firsthand look at the impact that pharmacies are making in their communities and those small businesses in the communities and get their legislators over there. It really also helps the local legislators to understand some of the challenges that pharmacy is facing.
You know, I just had a chance to do some work with the PCCA, the Professional Compounding Centers of America, and they had just recently had a federal congressman in their offices. And it's just amazing how much the fog evaporates when a legislator and a legislator's team member gets into a pharmacy and listens to you and listens to the patients and started to try to digest how absurd this whole DIR fee thing is. And it's got to be fixed. It's critical, which I will note as we wrap up. The good news is we've gone a whole half hour and I'm the first guy to say DIR fee. So shame on me, but you know, it is fascinating, you know, to see how much good stuff is really happening. New legitimate revenue sources are being brought to the table. The ability to expand beyond dispensing is real. It's no longer a pipe dream or a hope. It is real, and it's part of what's here now. And this whole social determinants of health and social, you know, community health workers or community, what are they? What's the actual title, Nancy? Community health worker?
Community health worker. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that the pharmacy is the headquarters for the community health worker future. So thank you. Hey, Nancy, we've got a couple minutes left. I'll let you say something, then we'll go to Crystal. And then as always, I get the last word. So Nancy, go ahead. What do you want to say finally to my listeners?
Well, I think Crystal's going to tell you all about McKesson Idea Share, give some more details about that conference, Bruce, that you talked about.
Okay.
But I just want to give the hook that your listeners, if they can, should attend, because there's going to be a big announcement that it's really going to impact the way that independent community pharmacies can make impacts in their communities. I can't share it now. Melissa won't let me, but we will. We will definitely have some big news at the meeting. But Crystal, do you want to cover some of the highlights there?
Yeah, I know we're just starting the conversation. I wish we had more time together today, Bruce, but just wanted to extend a personal invitation to your listeners to join us at this year's McKesson Idea Share, which is really a premier community pharmacy event, a chance for pharmacies to connect and network. This year, it's going to be taking place June 23rd. Through the 26th in New Orleans. So they'll get to network with other pharmacies, exchange ideas, learn new clinical and business insights, and discover new innovative solutions, including some that Nancy just teased about. We're offering over 30 CE sessions if they want to attend those, and also the chance for earning up to 11 credit hours. We'll have experts on site like yourself and others. We're going to be talking about DSCSA implementation, advocacy, and many other topics. So just thank you so much, Bruce, for the opportunity. And I hope to meet with many of your listeners at McKesson Idea Share.
Well, and thank you for that. June what?
June 23rd through the 26th in New Orleans.
In New Orleans. Thank you. Well,
registration opens in March too. So hopefully it'll be good timing for everyone.
Very good. Listen, we are about out of time. It's time for me to say thank you to Nancy Lyons, Vice President of Pharmacy Development, Pharmacy Operations, Chief Pharmacy Officer, and Crystal Lennertz, President of Health Mart and Health Mart Atlas. Some of my listeners will know that I pay more attention to Health Mart than the average guy, as I had an opportunity in my young career to work for the old Health Mart company, and I'm proud of that service and extremely proud of what McKesson has done to preserve the name and reputation of Health Mart. So, hey, ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbors, that's it today for Pharmacy Crossroads, where our goal always is to help you do more and be better. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Crossroads. If you're interested in talking with Bruce, please contact the show. Visit pharmacycrossroads.com. We look forward to hearing from you.